from 88.9 CJMQ.
Oh, right
Radio,
on. Oh, good. Yeah, yeah. Here.
So we've been playing your songs.
Great.
And, so can you tell us a little bit about how you got your start?
Well, it started, I mean, I always played music. I played trumpet as a kid, and I came from a musical family. It was always music, but when it kind of turned into a profession was relatively late. I went to university. I studied political science.
Mm-hmm.
Always played trumpet, and then late in university, I picked up the guitar. I lived in China for a year, actually.
Is that right?
And it was during that year that I picked up my guitar and started writing songs. And once I did that, I was hooked.
Yeah.
So it basically was a matter of, I was determined to try it. I didn't know if it was going to work as a career. And then I just kind of really stuck with it. It's been about 7 or 8 years that I've been doing it.
So you are Canadian? And
yeah, absolutely. I grew up in Fredericton. Okay. I grew up in Fredericton, New Brunswick, and now I'm based in Halifax.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to be doing on this tour? You're going.
This tour actually is kind of it's a little bit divided up. To be honest, I have a little baby at home, so it's never just one huge run.
Okay.
So this is a Quebec week essentially.
Okay.
Tonight is our last night. I actually go on and do a solo show in Ottawa tomorrow night. But then I'm home for 3 days, and I go to Alaska next.
Is
Alaska,
that right?
And the Yukon. And then we just did a tour 3 weeks ago in Western Canada from Winnipeg to Vancouver Island.
Wow.
So that's kind of, and then we're back out west again in November. Basically, the fall is just mostly in Canada, and it just pop into as many corners of the country as we can.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about your hit, So Blind. It's charting now, right?
Yeah,
across
yeah,
Canada.
That's right. Yeah, it's charting across Canada, which is really exciting. I mean, to be honest, it's the first song that I've ever had that's been, you know, Inner Ninja was such a huge song for me. It was such a breakthrough from a songwriter's perspective. And obviously, you know, because I wrote the song with Classified and was featured, and so that was a huge thing for me.
Right.
But it was still Classified song, so it was all those things to a certain extent. This is really exciting for me too, because it's like this is my first track that's actually mine.
Yeah.
The funny thing is that both of them are basically our collaborations, right?
Right.
Like Classified and we actually did the two songs on the same day.
Is that right?
It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah,
we started on the same day, and it's a very much a collaborative song. We worked on that song together, and so it's really cool to see another one of our collaborations start to really take off. But yeah, it's charting across Canada, especially in the hot AC kind of market, and it's now I think it's in the 20s.
In the 20s. Well, the first time I heard it, I thought I had no idea of who you were or anything like that, but I heard the song and I thought, wow, this is a really good song.
Oh, right on, great. Yeah, well, you know, it's just nice to have something to follow up Inner Ninja with, you know, and that's so different.
Mm-hmm.
It's a totally different vibe, and it's you know, it's very much what I do. It's one of the kind of music I like to play.
So were you surprised?
You know what? I've had this song. What's interesting about it is that the verses of that song have existed for years, like 7 or 8 years. Right when I first started writing, I wrote the verses, and I had another chorus, but I always thought it was great, but I never loved the chorus, and we reworked the chorus when we recorded it. Classified and I, and that's what made all the difference. Then all of a sudden I felt like the song had the energy that I was looking for. And so I thought it was great. I thought it was a great song, but of course it's always surprising when a song, because you never know. The new record that I have is a double record. It's got 12 songs on one record, 6 songs on the other, and you never really know which one's going to go. I mean, you think they're all special. You think they're all great. So it's always a nice surprise when one song really starts to go. And hopefully, and I think it will, I think that it will lead to, you know, the next single getting lots of play. So it's pretty cool.
And do you think that, I mean, you're going to end up going to the United States, around the world?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've toured. Like, a lot of the stuff that we've done has been kind of outside of for the last 7 years, we've been kind of building performing arts kind of theater.
Yes.
Show, and that's what we've done, and we have done that in the States. So we've kind of had a traditional kind of roots folk base that has been our bread and butter.
Right.
And now what this has done is that it's opened it up into a different kind of stratosphere.
So next time I see you, you'll probably be at the Bell Center.
Well, we'll see.
Won't be long.
We'll see.
Well, no, it's a great song.
Thank you.
You're very talented, and I'm really looking forward to the show tonight.
Thanks so much.
Good luck.
Thank you.